Offer whatever light you can because you can. So reads our sign. But what does it mean? Think about the experiences that you've had this past week, whether out shopping, at school, or at work. Could you have given a kind word to somebody or perhaps a smile to someone that would have brightened their day? What about at home? Did you give your spouse or your children your undivided attention or a word of encouragement or a word of praise before leaving for the day? Or do we find ourselves so consumed with our own personal agendas that we're really not paying attention to what's going on in the lives of people around us? So the question is, could we have been more giving, more loving to those we encountered this past week? In our gospel lesson last week, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." So the question is, how's that working for you? Is the world a brighter place because you're in it? As we continue with the Sermon on the Mount, we're called to consider again, it's not enough to know that God loves me. It's not even enough to know that I feel his love deeply for me. Rather, it is in recognizing that God's love for me must be my motivation for what I do, and that what I do is a reflection of God's love for someone else. The gospel lesson last week ended with Jesus' words, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Righteousness, moral living, being just, doing the right thing for the right reason. Take worship, for example. Worship needs to be more than a ritual, more than a habit. Our lives need to reflect more than just knowing the law, being able to recite the commandments, the creed, the church calendar year, or following the traditions of the Lutheran Church, which are all important. But Jesus calls us to a step further, to reflect the very heart, the very spirit of the law. Moses tells the people in our first text that God always gives his people choices. Either we love him or we ignore him, and there's consequences with the choice we make. Paul, in our second lesson, is kind of on the same wave of thinking when he writes, "We are God's servants working together. We are God's field. We are God's building. We are always community for our sake and for the sake of the world." The Pharisees lived by the letter of the law and totally missed God's intent and purpose of it. They made God's law a burden. And we read that Jesus taught that his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Paul, I think, captures the meaning of Jesus' words in Romans 12:17 when he writes, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with everyone." What God wants and what is best for us is to know the spirit, the heart of the law. So the question is raised, will my actions, my attitude, hurt my neighbor, or will they see the light of God's love in what I do? What God invites us to do, and what Jesus frees us to do, is to work not simply toward certain actions, but to engage in healing. Next week, our young people are going to walk for the shelter. That's a very honorable action that we're going to do. But it runs deeper than that. You know, we should be doing something like that. But the heart and the spirit of what we're doing is that it is engaging us in healing for a population who is struggling for shelter and for food. Jesus mentions also in our text, when it comes to the letter of the law, towards certain actions, to refrain from committing adultery, but to love our spouse unreservedly. That is, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, empowered to love. We understand that we cannot be salt, we cannot be light for the world when anger or lust controls how we relate to others. Impulses such as anger or lust can be so powerful that we need something to get our attention. And Jesus wants our attention. And Jesus' long term for us is joy. Freedom from the things that control us really is joy. Jesus wants us to grow in grace so that we control our thoughts and impulses out of the goodness that has taken root in us. And that is the grace of God. You know, people say, oh yes, we Lutherans, yes, we're saved by the grace of God, and we kind of fluff over that. But no one knows the grace of God until they're walking by the Spirit, the Spirit, the heart of the law. Knowing that it's only through God's grace, His unconditional love for us, knowing of His forgiveness, that you and I can even attempt to follow the commandments, God's law. Jesus wants to grow in that grace. Then obedience will come. And then from obedience will come joy. You and I in the church are supported by one another. We pray for each other. We mentor each other to live in that new law Jesus gives us. In Jesus, we are free to obey. And out of that obedience comes our joy. God's righteousness can go to the deepest part of our soul, transforming us. And then we become salt, and then we become light, because we build our faith on the love God has shown to us in Jesus Christ, the love He has so graciously poured on us. Then we begin to experience God's intent for us. And then we begin to experience His joy. Amen.